Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Hello, and welcome to Dining with Death, True Crime Tuesday. Female serial killers. They're rare, they're fascinating, and some are perhaps even more evil than their male counterparts, because many times they kill those they love and those who are totally reliant on them. Today we are talking about Megan Huntsman. Let's get into it. Megan Huntsman is often called the most hated woman in Utah. I'm coming to you today from Southern Utah, and as a native Utahn, I think I can bring some extra insight into this case. Infanticide. It's an ugly word with an even uglier meaning. It means the murder of an infant. It's honestly something I have a tough time talking about. As a horror movie fanatic who likes them dark and gory, this is one of the things that I just can't wrap my mind around and I have a hard time sitting through. Even when it's pretend in a movie, it's still something that's really disturbing. When it's real, it's much worse. At the same time, cases like this are absolutely fascinating. And I think, like a lot of you, when something is upsetting to me, I want to learn about it. I think that's human nature for people who think like we do. Maybe we believe that if we learn about something, we can spot it. Maybe we think that if we learn about it, we can stop it. Or maybe we're just morbidly fascinated. Megan Huntsman is a serial killer. She didn't stalk her victims, drag them into her vehicle, and kill them in the woods. But she is a serial killer nonetheless. 2014. A phone call comes into the Pleasant Grove Police Department. The man making the call is named Darren West, and he is calling because he was going through old boxes in his garage and made a discovery so horrific and so grisly that it seems like something out of the goriest horror film. 2006. Darren and his wife Megan are living in a modest home in Pleasant Grove, Utah, with their three daughters. They are heavily involved in use and they drink heavily as well. Darren West goes to prison for charges related to possession. Darren's parents own the house that the couple shares, and when Darren goes to prison, his parents tell Megan that she and the girls can stay in the home as long as she remains faithful to Darren. 2011. Darren's parents find out that Megan has a boyfriend, and they make the family leave. Now, that really probably hurt the kids more than Megan, so, I mean, whatever. But Megan and the girls first go to live with Megan's mother, and then with her new boyfriend, Jimmy. Her drug and alcohol use continues and even gets worse at times. April of 2014. Megan Huntsman's estranged husband, Darren West, is released from an 8-year stint in prison. He goes to their former home, still owned by his parents, and is retrieving some of the belongings in order to take them to the halfway house that he will be living in. As he dug through the boxes in the garage, he makes this absolutely horrific and grisly discovery. What he finds is just absolutely shocking, and he has no idea that as shocking as it is, it gets much, much worse. Darren called the Pleasant Grove, Utah Police Department and reported that he had found a dead baby that, quote, appeared to be a full term inside his garage. He had been cleaning out the garage when he came upon a box that looked suspicious. He opened the box and found the infant inside. Officers arrived at the house and began searching the garage and the home. During their search, police began finding additional boxes. Each time they opened one of these boxes, the horror of what was unfolding grew and grew. By the end of the search, they had discovered the bodies of 6 additional infants, all stuffed into separate cardboard boxes. Each of the baby's bodies had been wrapped in towels or sweaters and packed with plastic wrap in storage boxes, some of which had then been sealed shut with electrical tape. The boxes were stacked up, leaning against a garage wall. Police, neighbors, and family members could not believe what they were witnessing. 7 dead babies, all wrapped up in fabric, all stuffed into boxes, and left to decompose in the family garage. Megan Huntsman, 39 years old, was immediately arrested and taken into police custody. Darren was also taken in to be interviewed. Darren said that he believed he was the father of all the babies, but claimed he didn't even know that Megan was ever pregnant. Now, before we roll our eyes too much on that, there are stories out there of women who are really good at hiding pregnancies, and I guess Megan was one of them. DNA samples were taken from the infants and from Darren. As I said, Darren is a convict and had been in prison, so of course some suspicion fell on him, but not for long. It was determined that Darren was in fact the father of all 7 dead infants. Megan had the babies during a 10-year period from 1996 to 2006.
The remains were found inside this home in Pleasant Grove, Utah, a small city just north of Provo. Huntsman moved out of the house in 2011. It belongs to the family of her estranged husband.
Megan's ex-husband back in town after serving some 8 years in prison on a drug-related charge.
They were cleaning out the garage and apparently going to take a lot of it to the junkyard.
Came across a suspicious package. Had kind of a pungent odor.
That led to a full-scale search in which police found the remains of 7 dead babies.
A neighbor across the street who was too disturbed to go on camera watched through his surveillance video as police carried the lifeless infants out of the dark home.
Megan Huntsman was charged with 7 counts of murder along with other charges relating to hiding the bodies. The bodies of the infants were examined, and it was determined that one of the 7 babies was stillborn, so that reduced Megan's charges to 6 counts of murder from 7. February of 2015. Megan Huntsman appeared in court to enter a plea. Fourth District Judge Daryl McDade asked her 6 times what her plea was, and 6 times she quietly and softly replied, guilty. Court documents state she told police that she had strangled or suffocated the infants and had lost count of how many there were. The prosecutor told the judge, "The defendant gave birth to 6 children. Those children were born alive. Immediately after each child's birth, she either choked or smothered the child to death." Ooh, I need a second. At the time of this plea, County Attorney Jeff Buman told the judge that prosecutors would also write a letter to the Utah Board of Pardons and Parole about the fact that Megan was cooperative in the investigation. I mean, thanks? Buman told the press, "We'd be surprised if she ever gets out of prison. There are probably very few people at the Utah State Prison that are responsible for 6 murders." This family really has been through a lot, especially the living children. Darren and Megan have 3 living children together, all daughters, in their teens and 20s. I really feel for these girls not only having to deal with what their mother did to the babies, but what their mother did to them. Police say that Megan's use was very heavy, and she also drank a lot. So we can only imagine the things that these girls have seen and experienced living in that environment. Megan reported to police that the cost of feeding her addiction factored into the killings. She had to make a decision between the drugs and the babies, and she chose the drugs. Darren later admitted that there were times that he knew Megan was pregnant. She would tell him that she miscarried, and he even admitted, "I was so messed up on drugs that I didn't know what was going on." This brings me to a huge question that I have. Megan was out of the house from 2011, when Darren's parents found out she had a boyfriend, to 2014 when she was caught. How many more dead babies are out there? Have her other residences been searched? Did she dispose of more bodies in a different manner? Megan's new boyfriend, Jimmy, reported that Megan once told him she was pregnant, but that she had miscarried. So I don't know, there very well could be more babies. Just this whole thing is so disturbing. Now, why Megan decided to keep the corpses in the boxes for so long is a mystery. Apparently, she did offer some kind of explanation in her police interview, but the detectives said her reasons didn't make any sense, and they haven't really elaborated or given any additional details about what she said there. I, for one, would really like to know what this explanation is. I looked for copies of this police interview, but I couldn't find it. Now, here's where I feel like I can offer a little extra insight. You're thinking, okay, heads, right? Obviously, they're living in some junky house in a bad neighborhood and doing, and you're picturing it like it's, you know, a film or an episode of Law and Order or something you've seen on the news, right? See, here's the thing. We don't really have bad neighborhoods in Utah. Yeah, there are rough parts of Ogden and Salt Lake City, but what goes as a bad neighborhood there does not compare to other places I've lived in Texas and Nevada and California. We just don't have the types of area where you drive by and think, oh, that house is full of heads that are, you know, abusing or neglecting their kids and maybe killing people. Utah is a really safe place relative to a lot of other parts of the country. Look at this house. It's just a cute little house in a nice neighborhood. And listen to what Megan's neighbors had to say.
She lived there for about 15 years, and she was a good neighbor as far as we knew.
Kathy Hocker lives right next door to the home where Saturday Pleasant Grove police discovered 7 dead infants in the garage.
We just really loved her and her husband and family and thought they were really good people. And
Hawkers say they trusted Megan with their own grandchildren, saying she was good with them and would often babysit.
I've had a few shocks in my life, but this certainly is a huge one.
People in Utah are, well, very nice. Nice would be the word. We hide our problems well here. It's part of the culture. Even the Utahns who aren't Mormon, if you want to get by here, you just soften it up a little. It's a very nice place. Now, that said, that might be why Utah has the highest rate of opioid addiction in the country. It's a lot of pressure being nice and making sure appearances are kept up at all times. But Megan did an amazing job of that. Apparently, a fantastic job, because none of her neighbors thought that this sweet little mom was struggling through a rough time and drug addiction. What it kind of sounds like to me, it sounds like things were probably pretty standard with the family, and then they got into drugs. When they started using around 1996, it probably all went downhill pretty fast. But man, they hit it well. This woman let her grandchild go to Disneyland with Megan and Darren. So they're heads who hit it well enough that they were still taking trips to Disneyland and were able to act as if everything was okay. And don't at me for the heads thing. I know drug addiction is a disease. We all agree on that. I know that. I'm compassionate towards people who struggle with it. But I have got more concern for the children of those who use. And, well, I think this is a good example of why. It's reported that Megan had very low self-esteem and that her drinking increased when her father committed when he couldn't take the chronic pain that he lived in anymore. That is just sad. This is just a sad story altogether. April of 2015. Megan was returned to court for sentencing. Judge McDade handed down the term for Megan Huntsman. The judge gave her the maximum sentence, at least 30 years and up to life in prison. She will serve all of her murder counts concurrently. The parole board will determine if she is ever eligible to be released. And honestly, I'm not sure how that would ever happen. Most people believe that she will spend the rest of her life in prison. Her sentencing brought some modicum of closure to the shocked residents of Pleasant Grove, which is a small, mostly Mormon town about 45 miles south of Salt Lake City and only has about 35,000 residents. Can you imagine finding out a neighbor in your little town was a serial killer? Of babies? Of her own babies? It's just yeesh. The case is yeesh. So now you understand why Megan Huntsman is often called the most hated woman in Utah. To make this even worse, here in Utah, a law was passed in 2001 called the Newborn Safe Haven Law. This law allows for anyone with a newborn less than 72 hours old to turn that newborn over to any hospital worker, no questions asked. The person will not be held, will not be questioned, will not be made to sign anything. Just hand the baby over and you're free to go. Megan easily could have done this. Megan easily could have used birth control. Megan could have terminated her early pregnancies. She could have had her tubes tied. She could have done a lot of things that did not involve murdering her own babies. It's just an inexcusable act, made even more inexcusable by this law Utah has in place that can easily be found with a simple Google search like, "Where can I take my newborn?" or "I can't take care of my newborn. What should I do?" I know she is an addict and I know she was drinking heavily, but guys, 7 times, 7 unwanted pregnancies, there's just no excuse for that. So no, Megan Huntsman might not be the typical serial killer, but Megan Huntsman definitely falls into that category. She remains at the Utah State Prison today. Now, you might think Megan has lost all family support and people have turned against her. Well, that isn't the case. This, again, is something very Utah. The importance placed on family here in Utah is probably paramount to everything else in the Utah culture. Now, for the most part, that's a great thing, but it can also get difficult or strange at times. Sometimes, as in the documentary I'm sure many of you have seen called In Plain Sight, where an entire family kind of falls in love with the man who is their young daughter. I know. That mentality of family above all else culture can sometimes get very strange and twisted. Now, I'm not saying that Megan's family is denying what she did in any way, but they are still supportive of her in the way that they testified for her and say they love her and do not know the person the media is portraying. I don't judge them for that. This is a very traumatic and unusual situation, and I have absolutely no idea what they're going through. None of us do. I'm sure they're handling it in the best way they know how, and we will just have to be respectful of that. Megan Huntsman, barring a very sharp change in course, will spend the rest of her life in prison. She is currently held at the Utah State Prison in Timpanogos. I hope her family is finding a way to heal. I hope her daughters are doing well. And I hope we never, ever hear of another story like this one. Thank you for joining me today on Dining with Death, True Crime Tuesday. Please like and subscribe if you would like to see more. Stay safe and be kind to each other. And I'll see you next time on Dining with Death. Bye.
Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object. Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.